Irvine County District Court, Braden Tyler Vincent pleaded guilty and was sentenced for driving with a suspended license. The charge, driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident on March 10th in Bad Axe. Vincent was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, admitting he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris accepted Vincent's guilty plea. He received a sentence of 2 days in a Huron County jail with no credit for time served and no probation. Vincent is ordered to pay or to report to the jail on this morning at 8 a.m., basically right now. Additionally, Vincent must pay $315 in fines and costs due by July 31st, 2026. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction in January, now totals approximately 2 years. And in Thursday's Huron County District Court, Griffin Daniel John Peruski pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed as part of a plea agreement. The incident occurred on March 1st when Peruski's pickup truck was found in a ditch in Ubley around 5 a.m. Peruski admitted to consuming alcohol at two establishments prior to the incident with a blood alcohol level of 0.11. The event took place in Huron County, Michigan. Peruski received a sentence of 12 months probation under the supervision of the probation department. He must complete impact weekend by September 30th, 2026, and perform 30 hours of community service by October 1st, 2026. Financial penalties include fines, fees, and costs totaling $1,080. After applying a $315 bond, a balance of $765 is due by October 1st, 2026. License sanctions will be determined by the Secretary of State. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank!
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, information about upcoming Huron County probate judge candidate Jessica Tostalin-Rank, 44 of Harbor Beach. Jessica graduated valedictorian in 2000 from Port Hope High School and lives in Harbor Beach with her husband, Jeremy, also a Port Hope High School graduate. The couple has two young sons who attend Zion Lutheran School. Jessica is a graduate of two other Michigan schools. In 2004, she received a Bachelor of Arts degree from Albion College in Economics and Management, graduating magna cum laude. In 2007, she received her Juris Doctor from University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. In addition to her magistrate responsibilities, she has taken on many projects for the district court, including working on the court's website. Jessica assisted drafting the procedure in Huron County for the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, or MIDC, as magistrate. She was integral in putting it into practice. Jessica emphasized the importance of public access to the courts, stating, quote, "The public needs to be able to confidently come to the courthouse to address a conflict. Each person should believe that they will be respected, allowed to explain their side, and be treated fairly by the decisions made," in their case. When we come back after this Mackenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we can get to our national news.
This is Jessica from Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to Mackenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Mackenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our national news, Gallup poll shows religious revival in young men. A new Gallup poll released today indicates a surprising surge in religious affiliations among American men ages 18 to 25. The data marks a reversal of a decade-long trend towards secularism in this specific demographic. Sociologists suggest the shift may be a response to a desire for community and traditional structure in an increasingly digital world. The poll shows that this revival is occurring across multiple denominations and geographic regions. And in our international news, canned salmon as ocean time capsule. Researchers analyzing 40-year-old canned salmon have discovered surprising signs of ocean recovery. By examining the parasites preserved in the fish, the scientists found evidence that marine food webs have become stronger and more complex over the decades. The study suggests that certain conservation efforts may be working better than previously thought. The data provides a rare, long-term look at ocean health that is difficult to capture through modern sampling alone. When we come back after this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Are you waking up sore and stiff and feeling unrested after a full night's sleep? Then it's time to visit Ashley and Bad Axe for a new mattress. Additional signs that you need a new mattress may include having a smelly, dirty, or stained mattress, having a saggy, lumpy, or noisy mattress, having asthma, allergies, or breathing issues that are getting worse, or your mattress is more than 8 years old. Here at Ashley, we carry all major mattress brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Nectar. Our Sleep Gallery offers over 30 mattresses for you to try, ranging from extra firm to plush and everything in between. Memory foam, coils, hybrid, we carry it all, and we're here to help you find your perfect fit. You won't find service in selection like ours anywhere else. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe today, 1 year and 5 year, no interest financing available. Please see store for detail.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.